This is the warm-up video. And by the time you get to the third week, you may have already seen this video 30 times, but I want you to keep watching it because warm-up is about getting ready mentally as much as it is physically. So a couple things. First of all, we're here to train. So put everything else aside. No text messaging, no distractions. You're here to play soccer, you're here to play football, you're here to become a better player. Second, I want you to see where I'm training. I'm not at some fancy facility, I'm not at a pristine pitch, because that's not where you're gonna be. Take a look around here. Look at this. Some old school, weeds everywhere, cracked pavement, okay? It doesn't matter what you have, it's what you make of it. So wherever you are, I want you to get the most out of your training. So how this is gonna work is I'm actually going to describe the drills while I'm doing them. So if this is the first time you're watching this video, great. I want you to follow along with me and I want you to understand how the drills are done. Then when the next time you're out there, you should have me in your headphones, okay? Watching on your cell, you can get all the videos on your iPhone or your smartphone, and you can have me in your ears while you're training. So a couple things while you're training. First of all, when you get tired, what are you gonna do? You're not gonna stop, you're gonna keep going. There will be time to rest during these workouts. So some of the drills are 5 minutes, some of the drills are 3 minutes. In between each one, you're gonna have 1 minute of rest. So when you're getting tired, say you're doing a dribbling drill, you're getting tired, don't stop. It's okay to go slower. I challenge you to go faster, but if you need to go slower, that's okay. Just don't stop. You will have time to rest after. Do your best to get through the drill and then you will rest. Okay, so you need to push yourself physically, but also mentally. Now, you're gonna see, I'm gonna be breathing hard during these drills, okay? It's not easy stuff, especially when we're consistently going. So I want you to notice a couple things. I want you to notice my breathing, okay? Especially when you're talking and doing exercise, you get out of breath fairly quickly. But notice my breathing. Deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. So when you get tired, focus on your breathing, okay? And then the last thing I wanna say is when you're doing this session, your goal today is to become better than you were yesterday. So whatever you did in your session yesterday, you need to take it to a new level. If that means doing the drills quicker, if that means pushing yourself harder on the fitness, if that means just improving the quality of every single touch, every single pass, every single shot, that's what you need to do, okay? Your job, your focus is just to become a little bit better than you were yesterday. And if you have that mentality, you approach that every time you do these training sessions, then you're going to be a better player, that's guaranteed. Okay, so we're gonna start with this warm-up, 5 minutes. I'm gonna start my watch right now, and we're gonna get warmed up from head to toe. Okay, so I'm gonna start with just a couple rotations. I'm gonna start with my neck up here. A couple neck circles. Good, the other way. Everything is nice and quick. The objective here is to get warmed up, get the muscles actually warm. Okay, I'm not doing long stretches. I'm not trying to increase my flexibility right now. We'll save that for after the session. So a couple of shoulder rolls. Good, a couple arm circles, nice and big. The other way. Good, nothing crazy. I'm gonna clap in the back, hug myself in the front. Good, I'm moving on to my hips. Just five rotations one way, five rotations the other way. Okay, we're gonna do the knees. The other way and apart, getting everything warmed up. Good, taking care of your body. Do some ankle rotations, very important. A few one way, really push this rotation, okay? It's not just like this. Nice big circles, really feel it. Go up and down, flex, toes to the sky, then flex your toes down like you're taking a shot. Up, down, a couple like that. Good, other foot. One way, the other way. Good, up and down, nice and quick. but we want to touch every body part. We don't need to spend minutes on each body part, but we need to touch them all. I want you loose from head to toe. Good. Okay, rotations are done. We're just gonna do all those dynamic stretches you're used to. So let's just start. A couple butt kicks. Good, high knees. Keep the arms going too. Good, I'm gonna do my groin, just on the spot like this. A little shuffle in between, but get that groin nice up, pick that knee up, open it up. Good. I'm gonna close the groin. Good, a couple leg kicks. A little shuffle in between, nice straight leg. A little bit higher each time. Good, quick feet again. I'm gonna do forward bend, both hands down. Slight bend, touch the ground. Okay, my chest should be coming down to the ground. This leg in the air, up in the sky. Fight for your balance. And again, just doing a couple. Good, I'm just gonna do a couple deeper stretches. So I'm pulling my quad, my heel to my butt, little forward bend. Feel it in your quad, also your hamstring when you bend forward. Good, again, just like 5-6, nothing crazy. Here I'm doing my hips. Sit down, pull this up, push this down. Feel it in your hip. Good, straight leg. Not letting this front knee bend when I go down straight leg. Just swiping the ground like that. Okay, so getting the blood flowing. Good, we got about a minute left here. Getting nice and loose. Good, I just wanna do my groin before I move on to my last stretch. Okay, so again, everything is dynamic. Just stretching for a second, half a second, moving on. Okay, come down here, point this toe up, bend this knee down, and slide across, and across. You can do 6 of these. Good, and if you need to glance at your phone while you're doing this warm up, that's great. I got 30 seconds left. I'm just gonna do my favorite leg swings. Okay, straight in the front, curled in the back. So if you need to look at your phone just to see what I'm doing, remind yourself what I'm doing, that's good. You can do your own stretches. These are the ones I prefer, but I just want you to take these 5 minutes, get warmed up. And there you go. That's 5 minutes. Your body's warm, your muscles are warm, you're ready to go, you've touched everything, head to toe, it's time to train. So last week, we started using the wall, getting a couple of juggles played off the wall. This week we're gonna do something similar. And I'm gonna start my watch, okay? But this time we're moving with the ball. So again, I'm gonna play it off the wall, good control. But here I've set up a cone, okay? And to start, maybe you just wanna walk with that ball. But now we're moving with the ball, okay? Directional control. Okay, receive again. I want you to try to come back on the other side of this cone. So don't always go the same way. Play that ball, good first touch. Come back. Focusing on your control, focusing on your pass here. Good control, play that ball back. And play around, okay? So once you get comfortable, I want you to move a bit more. Can you run with it? Can you jog with it? Ooh. Play that ball back, and again. You might need to slow down to recover sometimes. Lucky. Okay, jogging with that ball. Play that ball back. React on your toes. Good control. And here's a bad touch. a bad pass and a bad touch. Okay, you screw up, what do? You get that ball back. If you need to, slow it down. Ball's off the wall. Play back. Okay. Get your rhythm back. Get your quality back. But I want you to challenge yourself, okay? So try to run with that ball. Move with that ball. Directional control. Okay, and it's not necessarily running, but moving a little quicker, not just walking. And as you can see, sometimes you have bad touches. That's why you need to be light on your toes. Quick to react. Okay, and it's difficult. It's a little harder, this one. I'm making mistakes, you're making mistakes too. But one day, you practice enough, you'll be able to go the whole 3 minutes without dropping that ball. Come on. Okay, play that ball in different ways. So sometimes my pass is too weak, I gotta get there like that. If I play it off the ball hard, it's gonna come back a little quicker. Really gotta focus on my first touch. Just like that. Ooh. And again, lost. That's okay. Again, how many touches am I getting here? Okay, improving the quality of your first touch. Good. So there we go, 3 minutes. Okay, that one's a little tougher, push you a little more. And again, I made lots of mistakes there. You might make some mistakes, but if you keep practicing, you learn from those mistakes, one day you're gonna be mistake free. Okay, great stuff. Let's keep going, get some water, let's move on to the next drill. Week 3, dribbling. Here we're doing a little more advanced. We're doing fake shots today. We're doing step overs on the moves. Okay, start my clock, fake shot. Okay, so fake shot cut. Switching feet every time. Sell it, it's not just a cut. Fake shot, get the arms, get the body. Can you get that cut out of your feet, other direction? Okay, go slow if you need the first one. Then you add the speed. One more cut. Yeah, boom. Good, coming back here. Going right footed to start. Step over. Step over. Get away. Again, right footed. Step over. Get away. Not too late. Okay. Pick one way. Go the other way. Just stepping over with the right foot to start. Breathe. Good. Come back. Fake shot. Cruyff. Fake shot behind the leg. Yes. Sell it. Yeah. Arms up. Foot really reach behind the body. Head up like you're gonna shoot. Where are you looking? Like you wanna get your shot up. Get that touch out of your feet, a little more than that. There we go. Let's go, left footed step over. Fake left, go right. Fake left, go right. Okay, one more. Good. Moving on. We're doing both. Inside. Big shot. Legs are getting tired. Keep them moving. Big shot. Cruyff. Back to the inside. Big shot. Get that touch out of your feet. Oh. What happens when you lose it? You get back right away. Everyone makes mistakes. What's important is how you respond after those mistakes. I gotta go. Step over. Double. Double. Right, left. Left, right. One more. Two more. Good, that's a tough one today. Well done. Sell those fake shots. Sell those step overs. Breathe when you get tired. Keep those heavy legs moving. Well done. Get that rest, get some water. Let's move on. This week with passing and receiving, focusing more on long passing. Okay, now I don't have an incredibly long distance, and I'm gonna start my watch right now, but I'm playing a ping or a driven ball off the wall, okay? And that is shocking. I don't mind if you are taking a couple touches, but try to play two touch. Okay, I'm trying to get under the ball. And it's a little tougher on the pavement, but I want you to play that driven ball like that. Okay, you're gonna have to react quick. Take the time, let the ball sit, especially if you're on the pavement. But I'm trying to play a nice ping under the ball. It's like a shot through the side of the ball. Okay, you should be hitting that ball, hitting the wall before the ball bounces. Okay, that's your goal. Can I hit the wall? And if you want, you can pick a spot. Good, focusing on the first touch, settle that ball. Ping against the wall. Okay, switching feet. And I didn't like that one. I'm gonna fix that with my left. That's better. Okay, nice driven ball. Nice Paul Scholes driven ball. When you're doing your tactical training tonight, I want you to watch Paul Scholes play a long ball. That's what you're trying to do here. Nice ping, get under it, find your target. Good, control, get it on the ground and underneath. Don't put your ball on top of the school, on top of the wall. Otherwise, you might not get it back. Good, okay, so look at my technique. Good first touch to set, I'm getting under the ball. I'm coming from the side. And it's like a shot, except I'm on the side. I'm swiping under it, okay, almost like a golf club. I'm trying to get under that golf ball to make it go up. And that's horrible. But when you make mistakes, what do? You think about what you did and you do it better next time. Okay, get under that ball. Good first touch. If it's bouncing, it's gonna be difficult to hit. Good first touch, nice ping ball. Right foot, left foot. Let it settle, get under it. There you go. Okay, and as you can see, I'm not going straight on. I'm not going straight at it like this. I can, but that's difficult, okay? If I wanna play that ping, I'm coming more from the side. Good. Nice backspin on that ball. Going straight towards my target that I want, just like that. Okay, lots of repetitions here. Let that ball settle. Even better, can you make it settle? And play that long ball. Good, that's time. Okay, so there, probably got about 50 long balls in. And the better you get, the more consistent you get, the better your quality, the more you'll get in. In the beginning, you might be chasing that ball everywhere. You might be missing the wall, but if you make mistakes, I hit a couple poor ones there. I hit a couple into the ground. Okay, you don't get frustrated, you just get better. You look at what you did, you review, what do I need to change about my technique? And then you keep practicing, that's why we're here. Let's go, get some water, let's move on. Last week of shooting here, this whole week, you're focusing on shooting off the move. Okay, so still remember the stuff you did in the first 2 weeks, proper ball striking. That's the biggest thing here. Okay, if you can learn to strike the ball properly every time, then you can start to put power on it. But if I can't make it go straight, if I can't make it go where I want it to go, then there's no point in me putting power. Okay, so get that ball striking technique. Laces, body over the ball, follow through, nice big natural swing. Okay, and then you can add the power. So today we're working on shooting after the move. Okay, I'm gonna start my watch. Okay, so at the defender, boom, shot, recover, get back to your starting position. This time, go to the left, and shot. Okay, get back, switch up your moves. Okay, a little more difficult to get a clean strike. But again, focus on those laces. Especially if the ball is getting under your feet, okay? Wherever the ball is, focus on laces to the ball. Good first touch off the wall. Recover, breathe. The moves don't have to be super complicated. If you want to, you can go for it. Okay? But what really works in the games? Quick moves. And as you can see, I'm getting tired. My shot's starting to suffer. Okay, so you need to focus. Focus when you get tired. Focus on your ball striking. Because in the game, that's exactly what happens. Ooh. And I'm getting tired, heavy legs. Make mistakes. Recover. You're gonna make mistakes every once in a while. You recover, you fix it. Okay, I need to get my body over that ball more. That's better. That's what I want. I want it hard, low, on the ground. A little cleaner strike. Let's see if I can get one. Again, let's see if I can get a cleaner strike. That's better. Okay? The moves are gonna make you tired. That's for sure. If you need to simplify, simplify. The biggest part of this drill is that ball striking. And that receiving first touch. So important. Whoa. And there we go. Lost the ball just in time. Okay. That's a tough one. It's gonna take more out of you. But that is great training because it's realistic. Okay? You're not always shooting from a standstill. If you're just practicing dead balls, it's not realistic. That's realistic. Get the ball, first touch, turn, beat a player, get your shot off. Okay? So when you're getting tired, like I am here, and I had a couple sloppy shots, take the time to focus. Think about all the things we talked about. Body over, flex foot, clean technique through the center of the ball, nice natural swing, okay? When I start getting lazy and doing these little half swings, that's when you lose that power. Power will come from technique. Nice natural swing, big back swing. Ow, don't break your toe like that. But big back swing, nice follow through towards your target, really flexed, focused, okay? And that's how you're gonna get good power as well as good accuracy. Great work, remember those tips. Keep training, let's keep going. Get some water, we'll move on to the next drill. So week one, we did straight sprints. Week two, we're working on our sprinting, our turning, quick acceleration. Today, and for week three, we're working on speed, but quick turn, more realistic, more game scenarios. Okay, so what I have here is four cones. I'm gonna run a figure eight pattern. You're gonna see that in a second here. Okay, but I'm focusing on, again, when I turn, I'm getting low to the ground and I'm pushing off quickly, okay? Your speed is important, but your turning is crucial. How quickly can you turn and change direction? Okay, so I'm starting my watch. We're gonna go 3 minutes of time, okay? Going there, 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 and back. I'm getting around the outside of the cone. So here, get low. Quick feet. Good, when I get here, recover. I'm gonna walk all the way around until I end up at this cone here. Okay, so first time I start on that corner, next time I'm gonna start on this corner here. Breathe. This one takes a little longer to get through. You're gonna have a little longer to recover. Just make sure when you go, you're putting in that work. Ready? I went the wrong way, but I'll recover. Good, got a little lost there, but that's okay. Just remember, going diagonal, down. Diagonal, down, okay? Might be good to review just before you go. So this time, I'm gonna go back to this side. And where am I gonna go? I'm gonna go diagonal, down. Diagonal, down. Ready? Quick feet, quick turns. Good, all the way to the end. Okay? Even if it's for those first two steps, try to get everything down. Power. Going forward, powerful strides, going forward. Quick feet when you're turning. And I gotta slow my talking, slow my breathing. Got 45 seconds here. I'm gonna try to get two more. Diagonal, down, diagonal, down. Ready? Good. I'm gonna power walk this one. So I wanna get one more. Push it with me. Remember, when it gets to the end, I only got 10 seconds. I'm gonna try to go. When it gets to the end, go quicker. Don't go slower. You'll rest after. Good, good work. Take that minute of rest, recover. This week we're really pushing it. I'm gonna do 15 yoga push-ups. I'm gonna do 20 squat jumps. I'm going to do 20 tuck planks, and then I'm gonna go for that run, okay? So yoga push-ups start today. Usually our feet are closer. Today they're nice and wide like this. Imagine there's a bar right here. I'm going underneath. Okay, underneath, coming up and back. Okay, so you're almost in this downward dog position. Underneath, push up and back. Oh, 15. Remember, breathe. This one's really gonna burn your shoulders, chest, back, whole body. Four more. Good. Gonna go straight to those squat jumps, okay? So get set up in your normal squat position. I'm getting low. Deep breath. Going down. Squat, push up. Okay, as soon as I land, going back down. Get that good rhythm still. Chest up, butt down. Arms to my side, push yourself up. Good, keep that rhythm. Remember, power, push, push. Five more. 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. Again, things are getting tough. Breathe through it. Okay, going tuck plank. So I'm getting in that tuck position, that plank position, I should say. From here, jump up, tuck, and back. Okay, bit of cardio, bit of core. Going 20 reps. Here for half a second, here for half a second. When you get here, keep it tight. Straight and tight. Feel this in the legs too, especially after those squat jumps. Five more. Ooh, burn. Deep breath. All right, so right after the strength, I'm gonna take a few deep breaths. Now I got a field, if you're by a field, you're going from one end back to the other. If you don't, just imagine you do. I want you to go about 80% of your top speed. Don't stop until you get back, okay? Get that top speed, 80% of your top speed. Try to keep it all the way there, quick turn. All the way back, let's go. Great job, that was a great session. But at the end of every session, we gotta take care of our body, we gotta do a proper cool down. So I'm gonna start my watch, we're gonna do 5 minutes. Okay, here we're doing static stretches. So first thing I want you to do is I want you to come kind of wide like this, toes pointed forward. I'm gonna reach up, deep breath, exhale. I'm gonna come down, okay? I'm just gonna stay here. Now here, you don't have to go super deep, especially to start, okay? What we want to do is release the tension in the muscles. So by the end of that workout, your legs probably do feel a little bit tight. Okay, so here we're just trying to release that tightness. So I'm just leaning forward. Good. Breathing. Okay, breathing is huge when you're doing these stretches. You can go a little bit deeper with each breath. Whatever you're comfortable with, just make sure you're feeling a straight or feeling a little stretch, okay? What I was gonna say is I want you to keep your legs straight, okay? No bends like this. Here, straight legs, you're gonna feel it in your calves, in your hamstrings, in your groin a little bit. Okay, now I want you to just slowly go side to side, just slowly. Breathing huge here. You did a great session, a great job, okay? Now time to relax, recover. Just like that. Good, I just want you to bring your feet together. We're gonna do the same type of stretch. Straight together, reach up. Really stretch, feeling your abs here. Deep breath, exhale, come forward. Okay, again, you don't have to go super deep. But you have to breathe and keep these straight. Okay, try to bring your, instead of just out like this, try to bring your forehead actually closer to your knees. And breathe. I'm just gonna do 5 deep breaths here. Good. Exhale. Slowly come up. I'm gonna do my calves. Okay? You're hitting all the major muscle groups, especially for soccer players, footballers. Okay, so come take a look at my heels here. I'm putting them flat on the ground, okay? I'm not like this. I'm not gonna do one at a time. I'm gonna do both right now. Flat on the ground, straight legs. Breathe.
Yeah, keep putting those heels to the ground. You're gonna wanna come up, keep putting them down, keep them flat, feel that stretch in your calves.
And breathe, so important, just breathe. One more deep breath. Good, I want you to stay here, kind of like a frog stretch. So my feet are kind of pointed out. And I'm actually pushing my knees out with my elbows. Okay, so sitting my butt down, pushing my knees out with my elbows. Breathe, I'm just gonna stay here, three more deep breaths. Sit down, chest up as much as you can. Pushing your knees out. Good, come on up. Okay, quad stretch. I'm gonna go on one leg. Keep your balance if you can. I know your legs are tired. Okay, but I'm really pulling my heel into my butt. Okay, I'm not out here. I'm pulling my heel into my butt. Stand up nice and straight. Feel it in here in your quad. Just gonna do three deep breaths here. Okay, I can also stretch my ankle here if I pull it, pull my toes towards my butt. Good, other side. Okay, again, find your balance. Heel to butt, pull your toes in more. Okay, if you just hold here, you're not gonna get that ankle and foot stretch as well as your quad. Good, breathing. How are we doing for time? 30 more seconds. Good. Okay, those are the main ones I want you to do. Last one here, just want you to reach up. Exhale, you're gonna link your fingers like this. Push your shoulder blades together. Okay, and I actually want you to bend backwards like that. Good, and that's time. Okay, that one's just gonna release some tension you might have built up in your lower back and your back. Good, okay? By then, your legs should feel a bit better. You've put in a hard workout, you've taken care of your body, you've become a little bit better today. And I know you're gonna come back tomorrow and you're gonna crush this workout even harder. Great job, get some water, get lots of good food in you. Remember all these things we talked about your lifestyle, things you're gonna do with your team, with your own individual practices, the way you're gonna live your life. Just focus on becoming a little bit better each day, being extremely positive, working hard whenever you have those opportunities and good things are coming your way. Okay, great job, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.